U.S. President Donald Trump continued for a fifth consecutive day Thursday to question the loyalty to the United States of four congresswomen he accused of making statements with such hatred to our country. As AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, the president appears to be ignoring his own history.
The day he announced his White House bid in 2015,
the American dream is dead.
Donald Trump blasted Washington.
How stupid are our leaders?
And praised Beijing.
I love China.
And when he took office in 2017,
this American carnage.
He and his supporters saw it all as patriotic talk, a calling for change. But hearing the same from lawmakers now.
I think in some cases they hate our country.
And if they don't love it.
Tell them to leave it.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump says a U.S. warship shot down an Iranian drone threatening the ship and its crew in the Strait of Hormuz Thursday. VOA's Steve Herman has more.
President Trump says the USS Boxer, a Navy amphibious assault ship, took defensive action on Thursday against an Iranian drone that came within about 1,000 meters of the vessel, threatening it and its crew. After the Iranians ignored multiple warnings, according to Trump,
the drone was immediately destroyed. This is the latest of many provocative and hostile actions by Iran against vessels operating in international waters.
Trump called on other nations to protect their ships as they go through the strait and work in the future with the United States on maritime security in the region. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
At the UN, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said his country has no information about losing a drone. This is VOA News. Search warrants unsealed Thursday shed new light on President Trump's role as his campaign scrambled to keep a porn star and a Playboy centerfold silent in the days leading up to the 2016 election. We get details from AP's Shelley Adler.
Court records released today offered new details about the role then-candidate Trump played in his campaign's effort to quash stories about the alleged affairs with porn star Stormy Daniels and Playboy model Karen McDougal. However, two people familiar with the matter say federal prosecutors in New York decided not to file any additional charges in their investigation of the illegal hush money payments. The people briefed on the decision were not authorized to speak about it publicly and spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity. I'm Shelley Adler.
A 41-year-old man in Kyoto, Japan, shouted "die" as he doused an animation studio with fuel and set it on fire Thursday, killing at least 33 people in the nation's worst mass murder in nearly two decades. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called the attack in the city of Kyoto the latest grisly killing in a nation widely known for its low crime rate, too appalling for words, and offered condolences to the victims' families. A judge denied bail for jailed financier Jeffrey Epstein on sex trafficking charges Thursday, saying the danger to the community that would result if the jet-setting defendant was free formed the heart of his decision. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Financier Jeffrey Epstein will remain behind bars while he fights charges of sex trafficking involving the exploitation of dozens of underage girls in New York and Florida. Victim's attorney Sigrid McCauley said her clients were grateful for the judge's decision.
They have been living in fear and intimidation since the day they were abused by him, and now he is in jail.
Epstein's defense had argued that he should be allowed to await trial under house arrest in his Manhattan mansion. They said he was willing to pledge at least $559 million as collateral. U.S. District Judge Richard Berman said he agreed with prosecutors who argued that Epstein was a flight risk and said that the danger to the community was at the heart of his decision. I'm Jennifer King.
A heat wave gripping the United States is being blamed on departed Hurricane Barry. AP's Rita Foley tells us why.
The National Weather Service says moisture left over from Hurricane Barry is going to make it dangerously hot for the next few days across much of the nation. The Weather Service's Bob Orvec.
We have a lot of high heat expected from the Midwest into the East Coast over the next 3 days, with potential temperatures of 95 to 100, and high heat indices at the dew points will be very high.
That means it'll feel even hotter than the air temperature. It may feel like 109 in Chicago and Detroit on Friday and feel like 110 in Washington on Saturday. I'm Rita Foley.
For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
The voice of OMA. One. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.